Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ever wonder how to make sense of your past experiences? How could God use them for His purposes? You know what I'm talking about. Those moments when you stumbled, maybe using a football analogy, maybe you fumbled and you couldn't recover that fumble. I mean, those are the things that we think about quite often. Not just the successes, even our failures. How could God ever use those things for His purposes? Is there redemption? Is there hope? John Tilton has seen how God prepared him for the impact he's having today for the cause of Christ. And that's why God sends people like Pastor John to come and speak heart to heart. Yes, of course, speak heart to heart with me, but we together speaking heart to heart with you. Heart to heart, because it's really God's heart for you and God's arms really reaching out to you, His everlasting arms of love. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever experiences you have had, great ones and not so great ones, how God can use all of it for His purpose. That's why we like to share about the love of Christ. He who died for your sins, who shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He who was buried and rose again on the third day, the living Christ. He calls you, brother. He calls you, sister. He calls you, dear friend, right now. John Tilton has produced the largest Christian concerts in Hawaii, the David Crowder Band. He's put on the big event with Nick Vujicic recently. Large productions. He's a man who understands the magnitude and all the details that all have to go into making those massive events happen. Well, he's been with Tihati Productions Limited for 35 years, since the beginning, and has seen that entertainment company grow in the vast expansiveness of Hawaii's entertainment industry. And all along, God was preparing him for what he's been called to do today as executive pastor of New Hope Oahu, serving under renowned author and speaker, evangelist, and pastor Dr. Wayne Cordero. He also John Tilton serves on the boards of New Hope International and New Hope Christian College. He's married to Lanu. They have two children and two grandchildren. John, welcome to our show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Danny, and thank you for the invitation.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kailua, Oahu, and later moved to Waimanalo. We joked when we were young, we could steal your hubcaps as you drove through Waimanalo.
What was it like growing up in Waimanalo?
It's actually beautiful. The property that I grew up on, we're right next to Sherwood Forest. I'm there today. Bought the property from my parents. I spent a lot of time keeping busy when I was young, so didn't spend a lot of time in the community itself, but on the beach, yes, we're about 100 yards from the beach. Loved it. We in Waimanalo call it God's country, as you know. And today, it is still God's country.
You're a dancer, an entertainer. You know it from all angles, from the production side. You also are an athlete. You had a career in football. On your way to the great Linfield College, an opportunity given there. How did you get into sports, and how did that impact who you are today?
Well, I started playing sports like many people here in Hawaii with Pop Warner and so forth. My favorite sports were football, basketball, wrestling, and paddling. I still paddle today. And had the pleasure of attending Kamehameha Schools, playing football for the Warriors, played linebacker and guard. And my senior year, after graduating, had a scholarship offer to either play at Linfield or Willamette.
Oh.
And God had other plans for me.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
In sports or in general?
Well, let's start with sports, and then we'll expand
in
from
sports,
a general level.
It was my PE teacher in Kamehameha Intermediate that also was a coach at Kamehameha Schools, Wayne Asing. And later he became my coach up at Kamehameha Schools, and very, very influential in my life.
Why? What did Coach Asing?
Discipline and just a keen ability to guide his students and players to focus.
Let's go beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Influence. Who influenced you beyond sports?
I would need to say, the biggest influence is my boss, Wayne Cordero. We were joking earlier that people often ask me, what is it like to be doing what you're doing today, serving the Lord in full-time ministry? And I always joke and say, I'm on a bullet train called Wayne, and I'm holding on to the caboose with my legs dangling out the back. But it's been an amazing ride, a privileged ride, the ability to see what God is doing through many wonderful ministries like yourself and New Hope and many wonderful ministries around the world. But Wayne has really influenced my life in terms of being called, but also seeing how we need to love and obey God. And when we are privileged to be called by him for the greater purpose, his greater kingdom purpose.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, actually, it was in a Christian brigade, because like many of the people in Hawaii, we are, so to speak, born into going to church. So when I was 4 years old, my parents took me to a Catholic church in Kailua. We went to church. I was in catechism. But if you remember, in those days, the services weren't in English. So you would sit there and the priest would preach, I believe, in Latin. And you would just sit there and think, hey, I'm going to church. And catechism was always fun. But it was years later, I believe I was about 12 years old, when a friend invited me to the Christian Brigade at Kapahulu Bible Church.
Mm.
And it was like the Christian version of the Boy Scouts. And I received the Lord there from our leader. His name was Pastor Richard Long. And that's the first time I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. I rededicated my life years later when I met my wife, Lanu. We were both entertaining. She left a track in my car on the dashboard, and she was running late, still runs late, my wife. And so I took the track, and I read it, and I rededicated my life to Christ, because between the time I received Jesus at 12 to when I was 18, 19, you know, other things in life became important to me.
When people share about their journey to Christ, it's often not a straight line, and it's not very distinct and pristine. Maybe that's a better word.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that go on along the way in the journey. We talked about God's preparation. And I would imagine that amidst all these periods of transition that God was preparing, how would you say, let's at least get a glimmer of that, and we're going to expand that as we go on in today's program. But when did you begin to sense that God was preparing you to serve him?
Throughout my career professionally, when I was with Tihati Productions, still am, but doing well in what I thought was my goal because of my Asian background of having to succeed in life, I throughout that time was I attended church with my wife at different churches, from Waikiki Beach Chaplaincy to Faith Fellowship. She and I would actually minister. I would sing and play, and she would dance. So in those times, it was a privilege to be able to serve the Lord at services or certain outreaches. But it wasn't until I became a part of what was New Hope Christian Fellowship at that time that I began to understand the legacy that we have the privilege of leaving for God's kingdom purposes. And what I want to say to that is, you know, being brought up Asian, everything in life was success and money and fame and what you need to do to make your family proud. But at New Hope Christian Fellowship, which became New Hope Oahu, I learned that when we're all going to pass away someday. And it's not about how much money you make, your fame, what you've achieved in the world, but basically what you've done for the kingdom of God. And that's what we're going to be, I believe, called to order for. I believe that's what we were placed on this earth for, what you're going to do for the Lord ultimately. And that has been a real, that has been my goal ever since then.
Some people have the capacity to envision grand visions and then see those visions become a reality. Your boss, as you say, Pastor Wayne, great visionary, and we see the results of that as he works and through the members of his leadership and his team and the church. Vast. But you have a critical role in that. You have seen visions along the way and have brought those to reality. And just listening to you now, Pastor John, I sense that you would give the credit to the Lord in enabling you.
Amen.
To do those things. That, in fact, he gave you the gift to even envision the things that you envision. There are things with gifts, though, dear listener, dear friend, that need to be triggered with certain points of application. And the beneath that point of application is a word that Pastor John will talk with us about when we come back. And that word is obedience. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, someone can say that, they're a follower of Jesus Christ. And when you listen to them, it's fine to hear what they have to say, but maybe at moments you wonder to yourself, you say, it seems almost too fine. Have they stubbed their toe ever along the way? Have they taken a punch in the gut, or have they walked around with a proverbial black eye? Because it just sounds almost too perfect. You ever wonder about that? Where does that come from? Could it be that it comes to us because we know somehow within our own lives there are gaps? I've got the bloody toe. I've had my wind knocked out of me in life. Have you? Perhaps that's why when someone shares and they talk about their own stumbling moment, we draw in. Our ears perk up. Sometimes the hair on the back of our necks, as it were, begin to stand up. Chicken skin moments, because we connect and they connect with us. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it's a privilege to have you with us. Thank you for joining us today. I'm here with Pastor John Tilton. He's the executive pastor of New Hope Oahu. He also has served for 35 years, been a part of Tihati Productions, but he serves under Pastor Wayne Cordero, and of course you know about the vast ministry that they have, not only locally, but all over the world. John Tilton, sharing heart to heart. If you're tuning in right now, or perhaps got the tail end of the last segment, you can get the program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get it for free. And to find out more about Pastor John and New Hope Oahu, New Hope Ministries, enewhope.org. Again, enewhope.org. Pastor John, we talked about how you came to Christ and how the journey, has been, up and down weaving process. How has the Lord helped you through difficult times, stubbing the toe moments of life?
Well, Danny, it wasn't only stubbing my toe or stumbling. It was actually falling on my face and actually in my way of thinking of it, falling off the cliff. No pun intended. Mm. I know your testimony. But it was, I had a choice at one point in my life of maybe not a point of no return, because I had a choice to either be obedient and follow in God's hopeful at that time restoration process and his grace, or going the other way, being lured by the world and all the temporal things of money and fame because of my mistake and what transpired. I was always brought up very Asian style, wanting to make your family proud and wanting to do things perfect. And for the most part of my life, that was what I did. My mother said, you need to go to college, be like your uncles and be attorneys and doctors. And that's what I was going to do. I was going to be an attorney. So I did everything that was asked of me. I was blessed to be able to excel at Tihati Productions as vice president and with all of the accounts. And at one point in my life, I was responsible for bringing over the new cruise lines to Hawaii. Responsible for the entertainment and the productions on
Norwegian,
all of the ships.
Norwegian
Cruise Line. So we had the account and we were responsible for all of the Hawaiian and Polynesian shows and entertainment on the ships each one, I was bringing one over. And at that time, I knew the Lord. I wasn't in full-time ministry. I knew the Lord. But I think with my one foot in the church, one foot in the world, and at that time wanting to succeed in what I was doing and being so immersed in the world that maybe not spending enough time in my devotions and so forth, there was a situation that I thought I was going to lead this person to Christ. And instead, I fell. I fell on my face. I, you know, committed adultery. And at that point, my wife had every reason to divorce me, leave me. I should have lost my wife, lost my family. But for the grace of God, in Jeremiah 29:11, I believe that he had a future and a hope for myself and my wife and our family, and to use us as he is today. By the grace of God, he restored my wife and I. He restored our family. This was about 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we, for the last 10 years, have been serving side by side. We have never been more in love, so honored to serve the Lord together. We have a beautiful family, grandchildren, and it was all by the grace of God. Now, that choice was, at the time that it happened, I had a decision to make, to go through all of the challenges to try and seek forgiveness from my wife and the Lord, and follow in obedience to what Pastor Wayne actually was mentoring me. And that's why I said earlier he had such an influence on my life, because at the time that he found out I was a church member, and he says, "I will meet you every Monday morning at 6 a.m. because I want to mentor you." And the other choice at the time was, well, we are the largest entertainment company. I make great money. I could now probably go and just live a life of being single, because I committed the worst thing that you can do in a marriage. At that point, my wife didn't want to have anything to do with me. And so thoughts of, okay, I'm just going to go live, supposedly at the time, the good life. I have mm-hmm. the money. I have the connections. I can go and live it up in the entertainment world. But God spoke to my heart. And
it sounds like it was strong. I mean, it was really a pull, one way or the other. Mm-hmm. You had to make a decision. I mean, even when you talk about this the other alternative, either you go back, one alternative being, yeah, okay, do the hard thing. The other alternative, just keep on going. Mm-hmm. How did you work through that? I mean,
it wasn't easy, because I believe, and we know, there is a devil and he knows what buttons to push. But I believe that the Lord worked through Pastor Wayne and worked through my wife in giving me little points of hope that I could hope for a future of reconciliation and restoration. It wasn't easy. And the reason being is, at the time, my wife and I, although we were volunteers, we were the leaders of the newly formed Halav New Hope and Dance Ministry there. And so pretty much everyone knew what took place in the church. And besides Pastor Wayne saying, "I'm going to mentor you every Monday morning at 6 a.m. We're going to do devotions together. I need you." Although my wife and I were separated, "I need you to come to church every Sunday and be a part of the body." And I remember walking on campus at that time and just people giving you that look like, "Oh boy, there's John. Yeah, you know what happened." And but God gave me the strength each weekend to go there, hear the word. And it was a whole year in process of just allowing the Lord to work in my life and be mentored by Pastor Wayne. And in that time, my wife went from not wanting to have anything to do with me. And it was God that actually spoke to Lana. It wasn't anyone coercing her into, "Hey, give John a second chance." It was the Lord speaking to her heart in her time alone with him that she felt him saying, no, I'm going to use this and I'm going to restore your marriage to a greater love than has existed. And the rest is history. Good history.
Good history. Someone today has crossed the line. They've gone over the cliff. And they're in that same position. They, you know, they're in a place where they, it's hard to think straight. Mm-hmm. And things, the rationalizing makes sense to just keep on going. Along the way, there's a very strong emotion that has been evoked. And it's called shame. They know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Part of it is they know the fear of that's the reason why they can't go back to church. Mm-hmm. They might have been involved in leadership. Others may look upon them as role models. And it just drives the wedge even further because of that. And if they had their chance, they just want to go away. But you have exemplified, Pastor John, not only that there is another alternative, but it is not, from what I'm hearing, the sense I'm getting is not even a better alternative. It's the best alternative. There is a wholeness that's there, to the point where the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we talk about redemption, is beyond anything words could probably express. Could we come back and talk about, I mean, am I on the right path if I mention the word shame?
Oh, definitely.
That people go through that?
Especially growing up in Hawaii. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that. Shame. When we come back, because someone today may be facing that. Mm-hmm. But even as we speak about it, someone is on the verge of contemplating, just going over the edge, you know, for whether it's feelings of neglect, whether it's feelings of frustration, whether it's feelings of exasperation, they become indifferent. And they don't care anymore. We know how dangerous that can be, but sometimes even that doesn't hold us back. John, share with us when we come back.
Sure.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry?
someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Make no mistake about it. The devil is out to get you. And he's not playing patty cake with you. Or with me. He's out to get us and to take us out. And he'll try every which way. You might think that you've got the hang of his way of working, his shenanigans with you. But you may not realize that there are things up his sleeve. He is a master, a liar, very crafty. And he'll catch us at our moments of weakness. And those moments of weakness are often those moments when we think we're the strongest. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with our dear friend, Pastor John Tilton, who's the executive pastor at New Hope Oahu, serving under Pastor Wayne Cordero. Before our break, we were talking about a very, very sensitive moment. Could have been a breaking moment. Could have broken him even more to the point of potential no return. However, there is always a point of return through Jesus Christ. That's why here you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Find out more about this program and other resources we have, other shows at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Find out about John Tilton and the New Hope Oahu, the New Hope Ministries at enewhope.org. Pastor John, making a decision to stay when you could have gone to, you could have really lived it up. Another version, the world's version, quote unquote, of the good life.
Yes.
Why did you choose to stay and work it out and seek the forgiveness of your wife and family?
I believe that God had a hand on my life. As I mentioned, Scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. I've always loved my wife, and I knew I made a mistake. I think first and foremost, God loving me, that he would not let me succumb or give in to what the enemy wanted to do in rob, steal, and take me down. But also the love that I had, have, and will always have for my wife, wanting to be restored to her, but also a loving pastor that every single Monday, if he wasn't traveling, I would meet with him at 6 a.m. and we'd do devotions and he would speak into my life. I think the combination of the Lord, my wife, and a pastor that loved me to keep me on track from the devil telling me, hey, you're making crazy money. You have connections to go to any hotel that you want, any weekend, jump on a plane, go anywhere you want and live it up. Which, again, you know, the devil puts those thoughts in your mind. And I got to be honest and say, you know, I thought about it like, hey, this is my release to go live it up in the world. But thank God I was obedient to the Lord. And as tough as it was at times to follow along with what was asked of me, especially with one of the requirements, as I had mentioned to you, and Pastor Wayne wanted me to go to church every weekend, be there, be with the body, and just having, and you know, at that time we had maybe 8,000 members coming to a weekend service, and just people, Lanu and I were leaders, volunteer leaders, and just people looking at you, like knowing what went on, knowing you fell, knowing you screwed up, and just it's what they didn't say. That really humbled me, the most humbling experience and lesson in my life about humility.
I think that you're, I think that's an example of courage. Mm-hmm. It would be easy to just hide out because of shame. How did you deal with shame? Especially in our culture here.
Well, we're all brought up, especially being of Asian descent, that you have to make your family proud. And it's always the importance of your family name and your name. So, yes, it was a challenge. Just in dealing with it was just to buck it up and know that if I wanted to realize what God, hopefully, because I didn't know what the end would be, hopefully have in store for me, that I needed to do whatever it took, even if it meant experience the shame of looks or comments, or even maybe some people that were close to Lanu in her greatest moments of anger to give me stink eye, you know? I mean, you know, her closest friends. I mean, again,
loyal friends.
Thank God it's
loyal
many
friends.
Years ago. Sure. But that is my testimony about in being obedient to God. He is a God that miraculously will restore, will redeem what the enemy means for desolation and destruction, redeem it for his purposes. And just to say, Danny, over the past 10 years, Lanu and I have had the sincere pleasure of sharing with, ministering to many, many, many couples that have gone through similar situations.
What do you say, Pastor John? What do you say to someone who has fallen, gone over? They did what they said they would never do. What do you say?
I would share with them Jeremiah 29:11, that the plans God has for them, to prosper them and not harm them, but give them a hope and a future, that especially in their knowing God, to turn to Him and lean on Him. In fact, grab onto Him, hang on to Him, and seek a restoration, hope, whatever they're looking for in His Word, in prayer time with Him, and to look for someone that can come alongside them and be there for accountability, be there to lift them up, be there to help them process things, be there to love them.
I'm going to ask along those lines. This is somewhat retroactive, but I'm going to ask a direct question. Mm-hmm. Pastor John, for someone who has fallen, committed adultery, is there hope?
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes, yes. Most definitely. In the Lord, there is hope. In the world, there is only more devastation. But in the Lord, there is hope. And our God is a faithful God.
Someone right now is miserable. They're not thinking straight. But they might not even care that they're not thinking straight. They've been hurt too many times. It's a mixture of feelings of rejection, disappointment. They don't even feel good about themselves. They look at themselves in the mirror and, you know, it wasn't what it was before, and it isn't what they were hoping it would be. And they're contemplating. It sounds so good. It looks so good. Hey, they might even be in leadership in a church, and they're having this dastardly thought, but it's becoming more normal as the days go by. Mm-hmm. They haven't done anything yet. Of course, in their heart, they have gone the path, or they maybe in their heart have stepped over the line. What would you say? What do you feel the Lord would have you say to someone in that situation?
To get on their knees and share their heart with the Lord, as well as reach out to someone that they can, in hope, connect with to help them through this situation that they may be in.
Get down before the Lord and then reach out. In essence, I hear Pastor John Tilton saying that the Lord will have someone there for you to reach out to, and someone that would embrace you. He or she is there. You may know them. They might be right next to you at this moment. Or they may need a little reaching out to so that they can embrace you. And it may be somebody that could be a surprise. Maybe even somebody that you didn't really care to hang out with. But God has selected them and prepared their heart to minister to you at this time. Something good will come out of it. John Tilton is sharing heart to heart with us, and he'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You might have heard someone make a presentation about the anatomy of or the psychology of a leader or person who may choose to do something in life that would really devastate their marriage. We're talking about relationships, adulterous relationships. In the church today, we talk about it in a more less abrasive term. We say a person has fallen, or fallen from grace. It happens. I'm not downplaying that. In fact, how do we prevent that from happening? And if and when it does happen, how does somebody get back? Do we just cast them off on the side? Are they no longer any good for use for God? They're no longer worth our friendship, no longer worth our time because of the disappointment. Oh, we had high hopes for this person, but look, they just made a foolish decision. They're not worthy of us anymore. Or does God want to do something else in their life? Maybe something with a much deeper dimension of impact, a deeper dimension of understanding, deeper dimension of restoration, deeper dimension of hope. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and one of the great privileges that I have, and we have together, us, you, me, is to be with our guests and to have the privilege of hearing their hearts and seeing with our ears, seeing with our mind's eye, the vision of what God can do, not only in their life, but in our lives, our life, your life. John Tilton, and this is one of those shows that I mark in my heart as very profound, that will touch and restore and prevent devastation. You can find out more about Pastor John at enewhope.org, enewhope.org. Pastor, let's delve in to the most vulnerable place a person can be, and let's talk about how dangerous it is.
Sure. My answer to that would be, many of us work in the world, and therefore we have one leg in the world, one leg in our relationship with Jesus Christ. And looking back, I would just say that we need to be very, very careful in terms of the balance between the time we spend with Christ in devotions or prayer versus working in the world and putting yourself in specific environments or situations in the world that would be tempting, because as we had shared earlier, the enemy can cause us not to go blind, because we see what's before us, but oftentimes numb to what we know is right and wrong and what will result in devastation, versus walking away from the temptations of the devil.
We could easily say to someone who's might not be thinking all that straight, it's emotional. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But they know that somewhere in the back of their mind. Something beyond saying just that, Pastor John, what would you say from your perspective?
Now?
Yes.
Now, as I look back, first of all, don't put yourself in the position. Run. Mm-hmm.
Run.
Like Joseph.
Why would you say run?
Because you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're battling the principalities of the devil, because the devil, as a fallen angel, knows a lot more than we do about our weaknesses and what he can do. And therefore, putting yourself in the midst of a situation that is full of temptation is just asking for problems. And so that's why I say run. Like Joseph, run. Yeah.
Forgiveness. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to be forgiven?
Probably the one of the best feelings in my life, to know that the woman I love, the woman that I wronged, would hear from God, be touched by the Lord Jesus Christ, that she would extend me a second chance. And I believe that how this parallels with pretty much everyone in life, we are all sinners. And the yes. fact that when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that is a second chance. Some people will have a third and fourth, but to answer your question, forgiveness is like accepting Jesus Christ, to know that he loved us so much that he died on the cross for our sins. But for some of us, he's offering us a second chance to right our mistakes or to make up for our mistakes and do it correctly and better a second time. And that's the privilege, honor that I've been afforded, is to be given a second chance. At that point, I was not a licensed pastor. I was not headed for ministry. At that point, I was just wanting to be restored to my wife and family and have us be restored. But to see God's plan, that he had a greater plan, that he would use us both in ministry to serve him, that is just mind-blowing.
Someone has been wronged. Mm-hmm. Mm. They feel every justification to be angry, to hate, to withhold forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Speak to that dear person right now. They have been defiled.
This is what my wife shared with me later on. She shared that holding on to forgiveness really affects the person that is rightfully so in their being wrong, have the ability to be angry. But holding on to that and not extending forgiveness really becomes baggage, or as Hawaiians say, ukana, for that person, not the other person, because oftentimes the other person will move on, will not even be knowledgeable of what that person that has held on to unforgiveness is going through. So to release someone by forgiving them is to get rid of those things that the devil has placed on you to begin with. Sometimes you didn't deserve it, but the devil has placed it on you. And the ability to, as we are forgiven by Jesus Christ, and he died and gave his life, our ability to forgive people who wrong us really frees us from that ball and chain that bind us, that let us experience the good life that Jesus Christ has for us. In order to, I believe, to receive the good life and the blessings, we need to be free of the things that the devil has imposed on us. And that is extending forgiveness.
What would you say, Lanu, would say to somebody who... Well, are there things that she's told you that have just lifted your heart with hope?
Yes. That it was God who spoke to her heart, that softened her heart to love me once again. And in the last 10 years at different times, for her to look me in the eye and just say, you know what? I love you as my husband. I love you as the godly man that God has made you into. I love how God is using you and using us. And to know that we needed to get through what the devil tried to destroy, but we are victorious. We are. That just, because I couldn't do it. I couldn't make her do it. It had to be God working on her heart to extend grace.
Trust can truly be restored.
Amen. Amen.
That's what I hear. That's what I see. And it can be galvanizing too.
Amen. Because here's something else she told me. In the last years, many people in that place find it hard to trust again. And even if their relationships are mended, there's always that thought of, I need to check up on, I need to see, or are you doing this? Or, and to see that, I know it was the Lord, because she doesn't do that. Mm. And she's told me, she says, I trust you because God spoke to my heart. And if it ever happened, you would be the dumbest person alive. And I go, I know. Mm. And so the fact that God spoke to her and enabled her to truly trust, that again is just God in his grandeur of love and blessings and faithfulness.
Pastor John, we've got about a minute left. Mm-hmm. Could you say, lead us in a prayer?
Sure.
Lead someone right now who's going through a struggle. Mm. Pray.
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. And as I shared with Danny, did not come here thinking that I would share the testimony that I have, but it is my testimony and the testimony of my Lanu and I. And Lord, I pray for anyone out there that might be going through a similar situation or just dealing with forgiveness, dealing with sin, dealing with obedience, dealing with struggle, Lord, that somehow today you have given them something from this time with Danny and I that would give them hope, that would give them a future, that would let them know that there is no harm in store, that God is a God that is faithful, that wants us to prosper. Yes, we need to be obedient. So I pray that you would touch anyone out there that needs your touch right now and begin a work in them, or point them to the person that you would have for them to reach out to help them go through the situation that they are. Lord, we stand on this in Jesus Christ. I stand on it knowing what you have done, that you brought something that was impossible to become the possible. And now, in addition to my testimony, Lanu and I have the privilege of serving you in full-time ministry, mm-hmm. for your kingdom purposes. Lord, we love you. We thank you. May you bless Danny and his amazing ministry that touches lives around the world. May you anoint him and his ministry. Thank you, Lord, for his testimony and your love through this ministry. We pray all this in the most amazing name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor John, thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Dear one, I hope that you've been uplifted in incredible ways through the story of Pastor John Tilton. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And to stand with us with your financial support, make a donation at thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Esther 4:14 says, "And who knows, but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Pastor John Tilton. Find out more at enewhope.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll lead you, Lord.
I hope that you've been uplifted today in this very tender moment of heart-to-heart sharing with Pastor John Tilton. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, my friend, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And to stand with us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Esther 4 verse 14 says, "And who knows, but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Pastor John Tilton. Find out more at enewhope.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.